This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. At last, rest for Billy Graham. At noon today, the man called America's pastor will be memorialized, then buried next to his beloved wife, Ruth, on the grounds of the Graham Library in Charlotte.
Billy Graham's voice was heard by presidents.
Everything we do is by faith.
The North Carolina Farm Boy walked out of those fields.
Put it in Jesus Christ.
Into a great and beautiful history.
You will know who Jesus is.
Former President Bill Clinton says Graham conveyed a simple belief
that we can claim
into your life and into your heart, and you know that he's
kinship with God by asking.
While he had the ear of presidents, Billy Graham also touched people like Madeline Reed.
He so boldly confessed the word of God, and I believe because of his service to humanity, that he's truly going to be great in the kingdom of heaven.
Oldest son, Reverend Franklin Graham, will deliver the funeral message after shorter addresses by his other children. I'm Ed Donahue.
Winter not done yet. The nor'easter bracing, or the northeast that is, bracing for a nor'easter. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker says anybody that stays out when they're told to evacuate puts themselves and first responders in danger.
If you are in one of these typically affected areas, do not ride out the storm in your home if you are told to evacuate. As I said earlier, rescue during the storm may not be possible.
Meanwhile, on the West Coast, a major winter storm in California brought heavy snow and strong winds to mountains and steady rain elsewhere. L.A. Fire Captain Eric Scott tells KNBC-TV with the threat of mudslides, people need to be ready to evacuate.
If you live in this area, you always need to be ready. You need to have an evacuation plan, have your kits ready, know your medications, know your escape plans to practice that, have the sandbags prepared. And then in the event when we have the rain coming down, now you need to really be set.
More news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me. I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I figured I had a problem, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. In half an hour, we worked out a plan. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If you're in an endless cycle of paying on credit card balances that never seem to go away, then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity will consolidate your accounts, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Call 1-800-990-6976.
Wondering how much tax to have taken out of your paycheck now that the tax overhaul is in place? Correspondent Shirley Smith reports the government's issuing an online calculator to help you out.
The calculator is designed to help people determine whether they have the correct amount of money withheld by employers from their paychecks to avoid facing a huge tax bill for 2018. The calculator will ask taxpayers to estimate their 2018 income and other items that might affect their taxes, such as filing status and the number of dependents. At the same time, experts say the new calculator doesn't provide foolproof reckoning. It helps people estimate their tax obligation to determine the amount that should be withheld. Shirley Smith, Washington.
On this date in history, in 1836, the Republic of Texas formally declared its independence from Mexico. Check out more of these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Massachusetts authorities arrested a man suspected of sending five letters containing white powder, including one that was addressed to Donald Trump Jr. that sent his wife to the hospital.
Prosecutors say 24-year-old Daniel Frisiello faces charges of mailing threats to injure and providing false information and hoaxes. The letter to Donald Trump Jr. had a Boston postmark. After his wife Vanessa opened it, she called 911 coughing and nauseous. The white powder was cornstarch. According to court documents, the letter to Trump Jr. read, "You're an awful, awful person. I'm surprised your father lets you speak on TV. You make the family idiot Eric look smart. This is the reason why people people hate you, so you are getting what you deserve. Julie Walker, New York.
Buffalo Bills Hall of Fame quarterback Jim Kelly's once again been diagnosed with oral cancer. Kelly had been cancer-free since September of 2014. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Didn't think they'd get away with it, did you? Bill Martinez live.
No, breaking the dark, prison night to make you shine. In a real home, bringing the world a radiant light. A radiant light. You were made to
Bill Martinez live.
From Nashville, Tennessee, hanging with the cats at NRB Proclaim 18. And my dearest friend, Lauren Kitchen Stewart, joins us live in the studio. Look at all these years. This is like
and
a dream. Can you pinch me? I mean, we are together face to face. This is like the blessing of blessings. What a great way to start.
A few more gray hairs, a few more wrinkles, but better in a lot of ways.
Where? What are you talking about?
Closer to Jesus.
Hey, yes, we are.
Closer to seeing Jesus.
Exactly, without a doubt. Hey, we're waiting on one of our favorites, Sam Sorbo. We love her. You know, she's such a sweet lady.
I said, she is a powerhouse, and I have a strong personality. And I said, compared to her, I look like a withering violet in the corner. I'm like, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Just straight down. She's like Mama Loran. She would say, huh? Yeah, get you all straight now.
Well, she did actually go to school in the South for college.
Oh, yeah.
So she has a little bit of Southern in there.
She's got that edge. Huh? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, that's good. Well, we're going to talk about the release of the DVD that it just happened yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Let There Be Light.
What an awesome, awesome movie that was. And, you know, of course, Kevin and Sam. Of course, we had fun with Kevin. You know, we had to tease him because of all the, you know, the special placement of the movie posters and everything like that. Hey, well, I guess we got Sam. Sam, are you there?
Well, I'm right here.
Hey, we're bragging on you. You know, Lauren Kitchen Stewart is with us, and, you know, one of your old dear friends as well. And she's here with me in the studio, and she says, hey, and we were just talking about Let There Be Light and the DVD and everything.
Well, hi. It's so great to see you, to talk to you. I can't see you because it's radio.
Yes, right, exactly. But, you know, we get to see each other in our imaginations, right?
True.
That could be scary, maybe. I don't know.
It's funny.
Sam, it's Lauren, you know, and Bill is working technically right now because I can't hear you, so I'm not even sure what you're saying. So he's trying to patch us together so we can hear each other. I'm not hearing her yet.
Okay. All right. We'll try.
But what's all happening right. is Let There Be Light is going to be released in DVD. Actually, yesterday this happened, and, you know, I have to say my favorite scene was the opening with Kevin in the auditorium. I really like that. I can hear her. There
okay,
you are. Hey, dear.
Let there be sound.
Let there be sound.
sound, exactly.
Yeah.
The writing was so great at that part, and I know that you did that.
Well, yes, my co-writer and I wrote that, and that scene initially was a lot longer, but and there was a lot more in it for Kevin to memorize something and see some of it on the cutting room floor. Hardy went back and recut it so that there's the long, you know, sometimes they do the direction that's like longer, but if you really love the movie, you're more willing to sit through longer thing, and part of me is thinking that I'm going to do that maybe for Christmas next year, release sort of a special feature kind of edition of the DVD or something like that. But yeah, we launched on Tuesday. It's in Walmart. It's obviously it's on Amazon. Mm-hmm. It's where Christian booksellers, so your favorite Christian bookstores. So we want people to pick up a copy for a friend, because that's really the idea behind the movie, is partly outreach. And you know, if you have somebody that you want to invite to church, but you're too shy to invite them to church, you know, these days it's kind of scary to invite somebody to church. Here's an opportunity to share a movie with them and say, hey, you want to see a movie together? Or, hey, I got this movie for you. Especially now that it's out on DVD, makes it really easy.
Sam, as far as I know, for opening weekend, didn't it far surpass what you and Kevin and Sean and everyone that were producers, directors, writers thought it was going to be? Weren't y'all blown away like, my goodness, it's more amazing than we thought?
We have number two box office average, or so, yes, theatrical box office average against Thor. Mm-hmm. And we held our own against Star Wars as well, which really was an amazing, spectacular accomplishment. For
it is.
And we were the fourth highest grossing faith-based movie of the year. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of...
Hey, Sam, as you were saying earlier, this has really, you know, turned into an opportunity for people to share with their friends and really open up a dialogue. And I know the feedback on this, you know, to you and Kevin and the team has just been very encouraging for you. I mean, to the point that, you know, as you said earlier, you kind of teased this that you're going to do something around Christmas time, which, you know, we'll be looking forward to that as well.
Yeah, it was amazing because people sat in the theater and at the end of the movie they clapped.
Mm, yes.
I don't remember the last time people applauded in a movie theater, you know? And then they sat through the credits. They just couldn't get up out of their seats because the movie was that sort of moving to them. And they waited till the end of the credits. And then the other thing that we got from people, they would go obviously to their computers and email us these things, which we found also incredible. But they would talk to strangers on the way out of the theater. And the reason for that is because the movie really sort of shows our shared humanity, that we're all in this together, and that we have so much more in common than what divides us.
Exactly.
And the message in the culture today seems to be everything that divides us and how divided we are. And I think people take hope from seeing a film that captures our commonality.
You know what I want to see? I want to see a Christian film nominated for an Academy Award. Would that not be amazing?
Yeah.
I saw the films that are coming out that are nominated, and I was like, our world has come to this. Like, I remember when Mary Poppins was nominated for an Academy Award. You know what I'm saying? We've come that far. And there's so many people flocking to the theater to see these Christian films that, Sam, I know that's a long shot, but I'm believing favor. I mean, we've seen things happen in the past few years we never thought we would see.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm believing that. I'm believing God's going to show favor, you know, in that movie industry with Christian films, because now they are professional. They're making such a difference. People are going to see them. I mean, if you guys were up there with Star Wars, are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
That is tremendous. Mm-hmm. That is spectacular, like you said.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, we didn't do the box office that Star Wars did. That's what I was
right. Well, we want that, too.
We want that, too. We're believing great things.
Yes, right. Exactly.
But you have to look at, you know, there's a worldview out there that is anti-Christian.
More so than ever.
Mm-hmm. Right? And so, I mean, look, the Oscars aren't, God doesn't nominate the Oscars.
Right.
The Academy of Motion Picture Sciences.
Well, it's that golden statue that came out of the fire, you know, that Aaron was talking about. Yeah, we just threw a bunch of stuff and it came out of the fire. That's where that golden
statue. I've never made that connection. You're probably right.
I'm not, Bill's right, and I'm not sure that golden statue is really what we're looking for, right?
No, right, exactly.
I'm kind of just being tongue-in-cheek, just saying that I'm believing favor.
Oh, yeah.
And we're seeing favor for Christians that we haven't seen before, that God is supporting us, and
oh,
that's
yeah,
encouraging.
That's true.
Yeah. But courage as well, because what your movie did, as you were saying, people talking to strangers about God that heretofore they wouldn't. And the other thing is we're seeing, Lauren, people are hungry, Sam. They're hungry for the Word of God. Gallup polls came out. We just talked with George Barna the other day. The evidence is there. So now more than ever, people of faith who know their God can stand up, set their face like a flint, as the Word says, and go forth courageously.
And there's more of us than you think.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Right.
Hey, Sam, always a blessing, and we look forward to hearing more. And again, the DVD is out as of yesterday.
Let There Be Light.
And share it with your friends, your Bible study group, and people that are eager, really. They are eager to hear about God, especially in a time such as this.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, where we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
I am not alone. I am
is fresh every day, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. But we're hanging with the cats in Nashville, Tennessee for Proclaiming.
Proclaiming. See, I couldn't resist.
I know, Lauren's here. She's got, you know. And,
the peanut gallery.
Yeah, no. It's awesome. And also, hey, we're blessed to have Jacqueline Vera Eloff is with us. Senior advisor at Lakewood Church in Houston, Texas. Has been associated with Joel Osteen and all the great things and wonder it's doing there. You talk about God's favor, huh?
Yes, sir. It's such a pleasure to be able to be part of that ministry and watch how Christians and non-Christians alike resonate to that message. It's amazing.
I did not even know this about her, because realize, you guys, I just kind of wandered in off the street, just kind of sort of.
Well, because we needed somebody to do cat sounds, yeah.
Any animal noises I'm pretty good at, by the way. But April and I went to ORU together. We're very good friends.
Oh, that's great.
And
that's
love their family so much. And I have to tell you that with Joel, I mean, I take people on about Joel. I mean, I'm like, this family is amazing. And one time they came over from homecoming, and it was John, Pastor John, Joel and April's father, and Dodie, and my parents, and me and April. And we got to hang out for homecoming, and we just had the best time. And they just have so much integrity, so down to earth. And it's like our fathers bonded, our mothers bonded, and Dodie and my mom stayed in touch for a while after that, because at this point in time, it had not been long before that she had been healed of the cancer that she had. And so she was sharing this with my mom. And, I mean, they really are the real deal. They love Jesus. They're empathetic. They're compassionate. And something I appreciate about Joel is that he just is such an encouragement. And I love it when he'll say, you know, people give me a hard time about smiling. But this is who I am. I came out of the womb smiling. And
yeah. By now, you know, he's got a great smile.
Well, exactly. Yeah, right. And he just encouraged you not to let the naysayers get you down. Mm-hmm. And so I have him on XM 24/7.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, he'll love that.
Well, everybody's so ornery and critical these days. I mean, Donald Trump's putting money in their pocket, and they're still complaining about
that.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That when people are positive, they're like, I don't like you. Why don't you like me? Because you're happy.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's that crazy.
Well, what did they say about Trump? They said, you know, they would see him walk on water, and they'd complain that he didn't know how to swim.
Right, exactly. There's no good deed goes unpunished.
Exactly. Well, Jacqueline's here to talk about her new book, and this is kind of a follow-up from our conversation we had before. What if you could find faith in the face of fear?
Mm. It's a, you know, God gave me that message, and it has so resonated with people. Mm-hmm. I've had people from every walk of life, men, women, young people, that have said, you know, I deal with this issue all of the time, and I've never understood how to deal with it. But now I have the tools to face fear and address it and do what God has called me to do. And that is such a blessing to me. Mm-hmm. You know, I knew that it was a good message because I wanted people to understand who they were in Jesus Christ, who they were as created by our God. And now, from the feedback, I realize that, boy, this is just a prevalent emotion that people have to deal with all the time. I mean, fear, for the most part, is a good emotion when, you know, you're facing a dangerous situation.
Protect you. It can protect
you. You know, you don't want to walk over the cliff. You don't want to, you know, jump into a swimming pool if you can't swim. Those are good things that fear prevents you from encountering. But when it holds you back from doing the things that you have in your heart to do, then it's a paralyzing situation.
It is.
You know, it comes out in other forms as well. It comes out in anger because, you know, especially with men, they don't want to seem like they're fearful or they're weak. So it comes out in anger and aggression. And you know, with women, it comes out with anxiety and depression because they don't feel like they're in control. And then it comes out in other issues, you know, bad habits like smoking and drinking and eating too much. So because you have to deal with that emotion, but regardless, if you don't, it's going to come out another way. You know, those little squeezy toys.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, if you squeeze it, it comes out three different ways. Well, that's what happens when you don't deal with fear.
Jacqueline, what I sense with you, and I sense this in our first conversation that we had, is that from time to time, God gives us a word. And it is that, you know, that perfectly matched word that goes out to find its mate directly from the throne room. You know, and I think that's why it's resonating,
yes,
is because it is coming from the three. It's that undeniable truth, right?
When false evidence appearing real is the definition of fear. And I was telling my daughter, I said, so what you're doing, you're preparing yourself and you're clenching for something that could happen. And it becomes about control, too. And as you were talking, Jacqueline, I was thinking that, you know, if the enemy can get us in a place of fear, then, like you said, we're incapacitated and then we're not fruitful. And so Bill and I've talked about this. If the enemy can't win your soul, his next recourse is to render you ineffective. Yeah. And I think the main way is through fear.
And that's why the shield of faith is so powerful, because it blocks out those fiery darts that come to you, right? And those not only are paralyzing, but it's dysfunctional. And as you say, what happens with fear, fear breeds fear. So it breeds the fruit. When you say it doesn't breed, you're talking about the righteous fruit.
Right.
But the
right.
evil fruit comes out, right?
You're going to put your belief into fear or faith.
Mm-hmm.
And if you put
That's
it into good. Faith, you know, you acquire all that God has called you to do, all the authority that he put in us as his creation. But if you believe in fear, then you're going to multiply that and attract what you fear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how many times have you sat at a table and thought, oh, I better move this glass because I'm liable to, you know, knock it over. And you keep dwelling on it. And sure enough, you're going to knock that water over.
Right,
or whatever
exactly. Right.
So you have to change your thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You have to affirm the Word of God every day in your life so that you can go out into the world and manifest that Word.
Mm-hmm.
Something I've been doing lately is quoting Psalm 91. And it's like I realize that I'm my age, because about 10 years ago I memorized it on a plane flight home to see my parents. This time it's like a month, and I'm like trying to keep going over it. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High, and I'm like, this has taken me a month, and 10 years ago it took me 2 hours. Oh, no.
Well, you have a lot more information.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to quote that every day over myself and my family, because it really covers you in protection,
yes,
and
exactly.
reminds you how God is going before you. Can you tell us just a little sneak peek of some things that you address in your book specifically about fear?
Yeah, well, I talk about all the different kinds of fear, but one of the things that I really want people to take away from is that faith is not fairy dust. You know, it's not making a wish on a candle. It's not hoping that you get something, and not the kind of hope that's in the Bible, but, you know, that furtive longing for something where you have no action behind those feelings. Faith is all about action. It's about putting the Word of God into your life and acting on that Word and understanding what that Word says. A lot of us, you know, have underlined the Bible and highlighted all the passages that the preachers have quoted, but we don't have a single understanding of what God is saying to us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so interesting, because when you read the Bible and you look at the very first chapter of Genesis, and he, you know, you see how he created us and he had relationship with us in the garden, and we sinned. But what was the result of that sin? And it's so interesting to me what happened. We hid away from God. You know, we severed our relationship with him. And then he came looking for us, which is what he always does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then he said, why are you hiding? And he knew why. But we answered, because we were afraid. So from the very moment that we sinned, fear came into our lives.
Exactly. And it robs us of our freedom and our liberty.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think it's just so illustrative of how we need to address our sin and say, Lord, forgive me of that sin. Forgive me. Relieve me of that spirit of fear. And take me into your kingdom and all that that calls for.
Amen.
And then go read what that calls for, because, wow, we are powerful spiritual creations. Unfortunately, we're stuck in a world that, you know, has faults.
Mm-hmm.
But we can overcome those faults if we live and walk according to God's word.
Her book, What If You Could Find Faith in the Face of Fear. Imagine you weren't afraid of other people's opinions, afraid of failing, afraid of the cost. Jacqueline Eloff has been with us on Bill Martinez Live, along with Lauren Kitchen Stewart. Thank you, Jacqueline. Appreciate it. God bless.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan?
Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Keep fighting the good fight. Keep letting your light shine. Cause I'm never gonna leave you, always gonna see you through to the other side. Keep fighting the good, fighting the good.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Lauren Kitchen Stewart is with us. We're face to face. Is Jacqueline unbelievable? What a sweet spirit.
Well, and her message is resounding with me and so many others, how we can let fear hold us back. And we're told not to be afraid, period.
And you go back to the basics. It's so ungodly, isn't it?
And you start to go, is it a sin? Do you know what I mean?
Right, exactly. Right, because, God has not given us a spirit of fear, right?
But power, love, and a sound mind.
Amen. So are you going to grasp that? Are you going to hang on to it? You know, as she was talking, it took me back. One of my favorite passages in the Bible, in Genesis, I mean, there's so many, it just keeps on going. But to me, that really echoes is the conversation between God and Cain. Mm-hmm. And, Cain's down in the mouth, his sacrifice not accepted. Mm-hmm. He's thinking, what is this stuff? You know, you can't grade on the curve. You can't give me grace. I mean, he wanted grace. And it was like God says, no, I'm a God of order. I'm a God of righteousness. Mm-hmm. I'm holy. And you're trying to bend things here. Mm-hmm. And
he got bitter.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But God told him and told all his creation. It resounds through the millennia. It says, if you do right, will it not go well for you? I mean, that sums up everything as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. So fear is not right. It's not godly. It's not holy.
It incapacitates you. It keeps you from moving forward and being a warrior.
God gives you a plan, gives you a purpose. be fruitful, be, you know, go out and multiply. It wasn't like he said that and just says, well, I'm going to have fun with you and see how you mess this up. No, everything that had to do with the command and his purpose for your life that he sees the beginning from the end, it's all in us. Mm-hmm. So it's up to us to hold on to that. And so what we're going to do in this case, and what we've done, we've all are guilty of this, and this is, I think, what Jacqueline is pointing out. It's not just for the exceptional. I mean, we've all have fallen. We've all messed this thing up. But we need to see that in apprehending fear in lieu of love and the power and the authority that God has given us, it's like we're short cheating ourselves. Why would we do that?
Mm-hmm. And he's given us a plan to finish well.
Exactly, right.
And I want to finish well more than anything else. Yeah. That's been my mantra lately.
Yeah. Well, it's like Dr. Graham, right? I mean, our hearts are with his family and everything, and we're all, you know, what a life. I mean, the thing, a life well lived that we all can celebrate. And we all have Dr., you know, Billy Graham memories and that sort of thing. And it's just, it is so precious. You know?
Well, and we can have that same effect in our own sphere of influence.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like I told you, you know, when you imagine Billy Graham coming through the gates of heaven, you know, and George Chase singing the voice, you know, after Jay there right there, you say, oh, wow, this is coming. This is all coming. Ooh, I mean, you know, yeah. Oh, my gosh, you know, what a voice. He's hearing the voice. And, you know, the next voice he hears is, well done, thy good and faithful servant, you know, enter into thy rest. But I think right over his shoulder was Ruth going, hey, bucko, about time.
It's about time, yeah.
Where you been?
Where you been?
Yeah, right, exactly.
But also somebody that might have just, you know, been a plumber and ministered to a lot of people, having the same reward.
Yeah. And that's the way, and that's the way Billy was that he did have that sense of humility, Lauren, that you know was you know one, you know, you would think he was like a plumber, you know, they were always talking about, I mean, there's certain things, and I'm you know, and rightfully so, as people remember, because it encourages all of us to think about the life of Billy Graham as exceptional and extraordinary as it was, and I think that's positive, but I think that's not his heart. You know, he didn't want to hear about, you know, about himself. He wanted to hear, hey, what did Jesus do? How did Jesus change your life?
And he always redirected people.
Exactly.
And when people go, Dr. Graham, every person I've heard that met him face to face, he said, it's Billy.
It's Billy, yeah.
Which is humility.
Yeah, exactly. No, and that's the thing. I think I told you when I did the... I was so honored to work in the 1985 crusade in Anaheim, California, where you sang the national anthem, by the way. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, you remember. And so, you know, here's Lauren. Thousands of... fans are screaming. She's singing the national anthem.
That was very scary.
Awesome.
We'll have to talk about that later.
Yes.
That was a bewildering moment.
But there at Angel Stadium, 10 glorious nights, Billy Graham doing the crusade there.
He was there 10 nights?
All sold out, and especially last night, they turned around. They turned away from the door something like 4,000 or 5,000 people. The infield was packed. And, you know, normally what they would do is they would have people come down from the stands. He'd say, come on down. You know,
get as many people in as
and
you possibly
counselors,
can.
But you know, when they would come forward, excuse me, to make their profession of faith, they would come out of the stands. He said, come out of the stands, come on down.
Yeah.
What drove him nuts, people were applauding. He that really bothered him.
Yeah.
He was having a hard time. He goes, this is the most clappingest crew I've ever been around, you know.
Well, he wanted it to be honoring and monumental for these people's hearts. And what I've been amazed by is how many people I've talked to in the past week that they're like, I was saved at a Billy Graham crusade. And I'm like, you were?
Yes.
Really?
Right, exactly.
So far reaching. It was just an anointing. And he even said, I don't do anything special. Now, he was dedicated and he had accountability. But God just called him, and he was obedient.
Yeah. And the other thing to take away for me, especially in light of this whole controversy with Mike Pence, because he doesn't want to have dinner. I mean, he chooses not to have dinner with a woman other than his wife.
Yes,
and the
bravo.
Women of the View went absolutely nuts
of
over
course.
That. And, of course, you and I have discussed this as well. So two takeaways for me in that experience, lots of them, but two particularly relative to this particular topic, was no cross-counseling, and you didn't close the door. When you had a woman in your office or you were in a meeting, you didn't close the door.
Well, that's just wisdom.
Right, exactly.
When my father was a dentist, my mother never left him alone with, like, a female patient. You know, he was never alone with just another person that worked there. They always safeguarded because you want to avoid the appearance of evil, and we're all human beings.
Exactly.
And you got to consider that.
Exactly. And so it's sad, you know, that with the influence that the women of the View have, and I don't mean to be, you know, pummeling them, other than it's a learning lesson for us to see what's going on. Yeah. They have an incredible amount of opportunity and influence there. And did they influence for good? I mean, here's people. I mean, how many of their audience said, wait a minute, so you don't hear God, but I hear God. So what, am I a lunatic because I hear God?
Mm-hmm. Well, and they'll be held accountable.
Right.
See, that's the thing, is that when you have this great capability to reach so many people and you don't turn that for the Lord, can you imagine?
Yeah.
Their day standing before Him?
Yeah, it's pretty. Again, and in the heart of Billy Graham, and again, this is what I appreciate about him. It's about the souls. It was about the people that could have made a difference. They could have been a difference, you know, and the people who received that word. I mean, you know, that's what, like we were talking about, this fear, you know, the idea of fear. Anything that's against God's will and God's purpose, as you said, is it a sin? Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I would think it is.
When it's going against the word of God.
Right, exactly.
And something that He says, do not do this because it will deter you.
Yeah.
And Billy Graham wasn't afraid, and we've been listening to him on XM a lot.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and refreshing our memory of the things he said. And his lesson was simple, and his lesson was true, but yet people are flocking in by the thousands to hear him say, love God, read the word, love others. Do you know what I'm saying? It was repetitive.
Exactly.
But people were drinking this in.
And it was all about the cross of Christ. And
all about the cross.
His commitment to God was, God, if you want to do this, I'm not going to go without you, number one. And number two, I promise you, I will be committed to raising the cross in front of everybody. I'm going to be focused on Jesus. And true to his words, what, 60 years? 210 million people, it's estimated. Almost 200 countries. Where did he impact? I mean, this guy, you talk about a one-man band of authority and power.
Not one person's life was left untouched that he was supposed to touch in his lifetime. Isn't that what we want to do?
Yes.
We want to know that we've touched every life God appointed for us to touch.
Exactly. Well, you know, even like in this radio show and our time together, my heart has been, you know, and I think about, you know, our family audience, Lauren, as you like to put it, I think about them, that we want to be a difference. We want to add to their day. We want as my old program director, mentor out of Los Angeles, Chuck Blore, would say, he'd say, Bill, every time you open up the microphone, it's your opportunity to, he'd say, elicit a positive emotional response. So one that they would say, you know what, I'm glad I tuned in. I'm glad I heard what Bill and Lauren were talking about. This encourages me. What Jacqueline was sharing with me about fear. Sharing with us about fear. You know, that is really cool. Sam, you know what Sam had to share with us about, you know, the power of these Christian movies. Unbelievable. We got about 10 seconds, so I'm going to let you wrap it up.
Well, I think more than anything is for each person to realize their value and their worth, and that God has a plan for you to do.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Values, faith, service. They still exist here.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. And I got to tell you, one of my heroes is here. I know he probably wouldn't accept that because he's a very humble man. But Dr. Del Tackett, the former president of the Focus on the Family Institute, a former senior vice president of Focus on the Family, who created, well, I'll tell you, a life-changing project for me was Focus on the Family's The Truth Project, a nationwide project to bring the Christian worldview to the body of Christ. And Del, I cannot thank you enough for, first of all, being here. And I know you're a humble man, but I got to tell you, I just so appreciate what you taught me and what you reinforced in my life. You are a continual blessing to me and to others that I love bragging about you. You know, so if you ever feel down and you wonder, you call me up and I'm gonna tell you.
Thank you, Bill. I mean, what a privilege it was to be a part of that and the other things. And you know, I feel like I'm just a tour guide.
Yeah,
I want to take people on a tour and to see. I want to look in the rearview mirror of the bus and see people hanging out the window, looking and gazing on the face of God and just going ooh and awe. That's what I want.
Did you think it was going to have this kind of impact?
I don't think any of us could have dreamed that the Truth Project would end up going around the world, over 15 million people, over 100 countries. There are small groups in the Middle East. I was just in Brazil helping them launch the Portuguese translation. I don't think, there's no way we could have imagined that. But you know what? To me, it's the stories I hear. It's what you expressed. And what I hear people say, that God did something in their life. I mean, wow. We couldn't ask for anything more than that.
Right. And like Billy Graham, who we're celebrating this week.
Yes.
You magnify the word of God, Christ on the cross. It is the truth of God, and you have to reconcile that with you're given the opportunity to reconcile your worldview with the Word of God.
Yes, that's right. You know, Bill, I grew up on a ranch and a farm, and I just feel like I'm a simple person. I see things simply.
Yeah,
and some people will say, well, that's part of common sense, and I agree with that, but. You know, when I look at what God has given to us, what he's created in the world around us, You know, it really is simple. Mm-hmm. It's not complex. Mm-hmm. And if we make it complex, then we're doing something wrong here.
Right.
And so I love to help people see, you know what? It's just the simple truth
exactly.
that God has given to us.
Sometimes I think complexity is brought in to allow for options. Mm. And those options so often are ungodlike. Is that fair?
I agree. I think sometimes, and I think we need to look at ourselves, because sometimes we feel like we're significant if we make something complex and people have to come to us.
Yeah, right. We're the priest. We're the priest of this new age concept, right?
Yeah,
exactly. We're so arrogant.
Oh my goodness, we are big time arrogant.
Yeah, a stiff necked people, God would say. But the deal is then, you know, and it's kind of like I think the last time we talked. One of my favorites in the Old Testament, so many, but one particularly, is when God is talking to Cain.
Hmm.
And he says, if you do right, will it not go well for you? Dell, there is so much to unwrap just in that simple. You talk about simple statement.
It is simple.
Yeah.
And we look around our culture today, and the reality is that God is the one who has given us marriage.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one who's given us the family. He's the one who's given us the state.
Yeah.
He's given us work and business and all of that. And if we do it the way he designed, mm-hmm. there is a blessing that comes from that.
Exactly.
But when we kick against that, mm-hmm. well, guess what? We hear this weeping and moaning all around us today.
Exactly. And when you think about labor, one of the issues that you address very clearly in the Truth Project, it is our heart's cry. God has put that on our heart to be fruitful and multiply. He didn't tell us to be fruitful and multiply and say, well, theoretically, maybe Dell might get it. He might not get it. You know, it's a theory for him. No, it's from the beginning to the end of the beginning. He sees it all completed.
Yes.
And he gives us this mission. And so what I heard from the hearts of man around the world for at least a decade, maybe even a decade and a half, was this pent-up productivity that was just dying to be expressed. And what are we seeing right now?
Oh,
it's starting to be unleashed.
It is.
Yes.
It is.
Yeah.
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 This is the fruitfulness, and we're hoping. I'm hoping to be able to film this year the follow-on to that teaching we did in the Truth Project, mm-hmm. all that worldview called the Engagement. And in there, we want to help people understand that God has created everything. The whole universe, plants and animals and human beings to be fruitful,
mm-hmm.
to bring forth fruit. And that fruit brings glory to God.
Yeah.
But that fruit has to be done in the relationships that God made. That's why he made male and female.
That's right.
And, you know, and unfortunately, if you can believe it, we're glory-oozed.
Mm, yeah, I know.
About male and female today. But though it's those deep relationships that God has created us for that bring forth fruit. And wow, what a blessing it is when we follow that design.
Yeah, without a doubt. And as you say, relationships so key. Interesting that the current studies show that America is about the loneliest country on the planet today. Where before, Dell, you know, you could ask people, how many close friends do you have? And they would say, on average, according to the studies, 5 people. Today, the number is 0.
Isn't that?
That is heartbreaking.
Tragic. It is. It is tragic.
But that tells you why we have a shooter going out of control
Florida
and all this stuff that's going on.
That is exactly right. And I have long believed that Satan's number one scheme is to destroy relationships.
Mm, yes. Yeah.
I mean, that's what happened to the garden, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Relationships.
Did God really say?
And that's what he wants to do now, to destroy relationships and isolate people, and so that we have young people who really don't feel like they belong anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so they have to get some significance from something, and so they kill people or they do other strange things. And so, this is where the body of Christ needs to stand and rise up.
Yeah. Well, when you think about the institution of the church and how Jesus blessed it, anointed it, said even the gates of hell would not prevail against it. And I guess the call to me, what I'm sensing, what God's been telling me, is the church needs to, assume, maybe it's reassume its authority position.
Mm.
Somehow it's lost that. It's let go of that. And it's been a grave cost.
Mm-hmm. It really has. And I want us to realize that authority and that power that God gave to the church, it wasn't just granted to the cleric.
Mm, yes.
that was, you know, when the Spirit of God poured out, when Jesus left and the Spirit of God was poured out, it wasn't poured out upon the hierarchy.
Yes.
It was poured out upon all of his people.
Mm-hmm.
And we need people to understand that God dwells within them and he desires for them
mm-hmm.
to bring forth fruit in their life, to engage the world around them, to engage the culture, the people that he's providentially placed next door.
And something hugely significant when the veil was rent.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We don't need to have, you know, that go-between.
Yes, exactly. So, again, just to, you know, because we ran through this really quick, and this is like breaking news here, and I'm excited that there's going to be a follow-up to the
yes.
Truth Project. And, again, the title, Adele?
The title is The Engagement.
The Engagement. Coming soon, huh?
Well, I certainly pray
yes.
we'll film this year.
Yeah, great. Soon and very soon. Kind of an update a little bit on the Truth Project. There was a cast of characters that people, you know, reflected on and
sure.
hold to. And even to this day, they go, hey, I wonder what Flash is doing.
They do. They ask me all the time.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Tell me about Flash. Tell me about Kyle.
Yes, you know, Kyle, yes. And Kyle is, you know, you and I talked about this before. Kyle was one of those serendipitous God-sent moments. Huh?
It absolutely was.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he has cerebral palsy. We did a cross-examined television show on him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just an amazing, amazing story. His parents were encouraged to abort him. And yet he, well, people saw that in the film. I mean, he is one of the most, he's brilliant. He has a wit, a quick wit, better
yeah.
than anybody I know.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, he just graduated from college
oh.
and Patrick Henry College, and he was on the debate team.
Wow.
You can imagine debating
yeah.
Kyle.
could they handle his simplicity in terms of the economy of words to get to the point?
Oh,
I mean, I was in awe.
Yeah.
I was in awe of his brilliance. And these are the things that you talk about in the Truth Project, I'm sure it'll be in the follow-up as well, is that our disdain for the least of these.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
At our loss.
It is.
Yeah.
Yes. At our loss. That's
yeah.
exactly right.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We bought the mantra of the world on that.
Without a doubt. The last time we visited, we talked a lot about the project is Genesis history.
Mm.
And give us an update on this.
Well, it was released last year, last February, and way beyond anything we could imagine as well. There were so many people that went to the theaters that
yes.
night that it was the largest grossing film that night.
Wow.
There was a theater just west of here, west of Nashville, that had 8 screens. It sold out the first one, sold out the second, and that night, that was the only thing that showed.
Wow.
And so they were sold out all around the country. No one expected this.
Mm-hmm.
It did so well, they did an encore the next week, then they did another encore a week after that, and then last Thursday they did an anniversary encore,
oh, wow.
which they've never done before. And so, and that's all, that's God. You know,
yeah.
he did that and orchestrated that. But here's, Bill, what I think it did. It showed that there is a lot of pent-up desire within the body of Christ. People who want to read the Bible
mm-hmm.
in the way that God intended it to be read.
Exactly.
And if he writes history for us, we're to read it as history, and we don't need to have PhDs telling us that, you know, that's just myth, you know, that's just metaphor. And so I think that's what we saw.
Well, Dr. Del Tackett, former president of Focus on the Family Institute, the former senior vice president of Focus on the Family, with great news about the update for the Truth Project, and of course, you know, with is Genesis history, and that that will continue as well.
Yes,
right,
it will. There's a lot going on there. There's a lot of stuff that people can dive deeper at the isgenesishistory.com. Website. If they want to follow the engagement, they can go to my website, deltackett.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. The